Hello, everybody. Before we get started with today's interview, I just wanted to give a quick shout out to the folks at CU Solutions and their second annual Love My Credit Union campaign. This campaign highlights credit unions giving back to their communities and sharing their heartfelt work on videos. These videos are being shared to inspire random acts of kindness and give back to charities that are near and dear to credit unions and their members. So go visit lovemycreditunion.org today. On the show today, we have Empower Federal Credit Union's Todd Wolf talking about their 2016 AXFI Analytics Competition win. So you got to check this one out. Hey, you guys are the recent award-winning recipients from the 2016 AXFI Analytics Competition. And I heard that conference is like growing like a weed, and it's some really cool content being shared there. So that's a cool thing. But first of all, congratulations on winning that competition. Well done.
Thanks, Michael. Appreciate
you're welcome. You're welcome. So how does it feel to be kind of acknowledged, I guess?
It was really cool. It was actually really cool to actually showcase and share what we have been doing as a credit union in the last year and a half since we got started my team, and actually using data and analytics combined with application development to actually show the value in analytics. And through the use of how we can actually integrate it into everyday operations in the company. So the AXFI conference was great, great audience to showcase that with. So just having that a bit of capability to actually present it and then bringing the award back was just the extra added bonus.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's just like, hey, you know what? We're doing something good here and we're being recognized for it. And so I'm thinking like, gosh, this could really kind of spread throughout the credit union industry, because data analytics is like everything now. So it's really, really important. So you guys have really, hit a home run here. And for folks who may not know too much about it, you touched on it in your previous response, but can you give a little bit more detail on what it's all about and then how it eventually helps your credit union and ultimately your members?
Yeah, so what we really took a look at was our members interacting with us throughout the organization with our frontline staff. And a lot of times what you'll hear in credit unions and actually financial space is always about next best product being offered to them and knowing what product we should offer.
Yeah.
We looked at things a little bit differently, is that we saw that over 70% of our members interact with us through a face-to-face or through a call interaction every month.
Mm-hmm.
So even with the so low-cost self-service channels that are out there, just interacting with us through CORE and such, allowing us to take that and contextually present an offer through our CORE interactions is kind of what our system allows us to do. And so basically reinforcing campaigns that are being sent out through marketing campaigns or email campaigns, mail campaigns and such, that information was never really in the fingertips of our frontline staff.
Mm-hmm.
So our sales and service program allows us to present that through our CORE. And as a development team, what we did was we're not just another product. It's actually context inside the CORE itself. So we're using the CORE API capabilities.
Mm-hmm.
So that allows us to kind of, so if you're looking at a membership, you know who you're talking to. And then the system's able to say, okay, well, what offers does this member have available to them?
Yeah.
And we can present that to them. And we give talking points to the staff. So not a script,
but
talking points, right? So we're excited. So we're not reading a full script. We're just trying to be ourselves. And we try to say to the member, okay, well, we have this offer for you or service for you, like digital banking perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
And we just tell them all the great benefits about it. And if they're interested in it, we capture their response while we're talking with them. And then we know that we have that loop that's kind of closed back to the that we know the response rate and such.
Very good.
Data that we never really had around campaigns before.
Yeah, yeah.
And whether the member's interested or not interested, and we can actually go ahead and determine if we should tweak our campaign some. So we have all of that there, and we don't like bombard our members, so we only present one, the most relevant offer to you, based upon what we feel is the most important at the time for the credit union. So we're not using a lot of algorithms behind the scenes to determine which one to present.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of rank them ourselves. We use the algorithms to determine which ones you qualify for like hyper segmentation. So that's where the analytics piece comes in.
Okay.
It's like, okay, you know, what type of stuff is Michael doing? And can we determine some product services that might match him for hyper-segmentation? And then we might rank them as a priority of the credit union to say, okay, which one we're going to present to him next.
Okay. Gosh, so what has this done for your credit union? I mean, do you have any results to share or just kind of feedback from members and staff alike? Like, it sounds like you can present cross-sell opportunities like on the spot type of thing, which is, you know, huge for any credit union out there.
Exactly. So from a cross-sell perspective, it makes our staff very comfortable on when they're going to cross-sell something. So we have staff members who were not comfortable cross-selling, say, an investment service before. or even just comfortable with some of the talking points related to digital banking because it was something new. So they're there and at their fingertips, so they have them to see them. And if a member expressed interest, it kind of gives deep links to that campaign back on our intranet. So it's not buried anymore. Right. The member can say, okay, or the operational staff can say, okay, let me find out some more information about it, click on a link, and then it can present it all to the member. So they're very comfortable with it, so it has helped with that piece as well. It's also given us the ability to kind of capture that feedback and to go ahead and, like, you know, determine if we need to do things a little bit differently. It helps us also know, like, how often that somebody has the capability to be offered a cross-sell. You know, we don't have to dive deep into the core to actually find it, right? Like, the core is to figure out if somebody has a certain product or service. It might be in another system, or they might have to dive several layers deep into the core to find that out.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's you don't want to be doing that type of that, because that takes time.
Exactly. So the time savings is there, so it's right at your fingertips, and you see it.
Yeah, everyone's wanting convenience and speed these days, even the staff. So, yeah, so it works both ways. So how do you see this? How do you see that? Can you see this, like, spreading throughout credit union land? Are there any other credit unions using something similar, do you know? Or are you guys kind of on the forefront of this?
I haven't seen any other ones integrate with their core very smoothly or seamlessly yet.
Yeah.
I mean, I see a lot of services out there that offer, like, the analytics capabilities to look over your member data and such to determine what to market to members or what that next best offer might be. I haven't really seen one that really captures everything through the same single interaction point that the members are, that the actual frontline staff is using. The cores have that capability.
Yeah.
And a lot of people aren't leveraging those core APIs out there, or they don't have the development steps to do it. So when a vendor is building something, a lot of times vendors don't have those core relationships. So they're building something completely separate and disparate. And therefore it costs more time for the staff to work with those products and they're not comfortable with using it. So, you know, it's really important to build something in a core agnostic manner that leverages APIs out there.
Indeed. So what goals do you have for the program? Obviously, better member service, more productivity, getting more products out the door, that type of stuff. Any other type of goals you have for it?
Well, it'll increase, like, incentives and sub-programs and such, reinforce incentive programs with that frontline staff out there that is incentive-based. It'll hopefully increase the products per household overall. Also from, like, the credit union perspective of enhancing the member's lifestyle, like, we can do things and serve things up through it, like, you know, awareness of where you're getting charged for fees at using ATMs that are in our network and such. So, you know, it's not about driving profits all the time. It's about member education and financial literacy at times. So we can, you know, improve that entire credit union movement by serving up campaigns that are related to doing, you know, benefits to the members' lifestyles.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool. I like that. So where do you see this going? What do you guys have cooking for 2017? I mean, it sounds like there's a lot of upside here.
Right, so we're in the beginning stages as far as building out the various campaigns right now. So as the fall progresses, we're going to add to the campaign base and continue growing them right through 2017 and beyond. So we'll have campaigns that are seasonal, campaigns that are always ongoing, running into the system and such. And then as our team does a lot more work, we're going to be building an onboarding program that's going to integrate into this eventually, but it'll be an automated onboarding program. We'll kind of take a new member, for instance, and find out, you know, what products and services at what point, and kind of basically send out campaigns to them systematically saying, okay, well, now's a good time maybe that you can consider about taking out a car loan or such. Do that type of work. We're also going to be in the place of replacing our core in the near future.
Oh, wow.
Year and a half, 2 years. So at that point, you know, we're going to be looking at spending a lot of time in terms of data and stuff and how we're going to maintain all the data that we have today and all the systems that we have today and how that's going to carry over into a new core and such, and how these applications, why core agnostic is important to us in terms of being not focused in on the core we have today. So we have to move these apps that we're building that are becoming useful to go to the new core we bring in.
Right. So they can go from core to core. Excellent. That's a good plan. Right. Good planning. Cause that's a whole nother show in itself.
Right. Talking about we'll spend a lot of time on that alone next year.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, to wrap up here, Todd, I mean, where can folks learn more about it? And are you willing to, like, share what you guys have done with other credit unions to kind of help them out as well? Or where do you see this going?
Yep, exactly. So people are more than free to reach out to me, contact me by email, and I'll have more than happy to share with them and give them a demonstration of what we've created and some background on. We do have a data analytics group on LinkedIn that a lot of us are part of currently, okay, that we're at the AXPE conference and stuff we're a part of. So they can be more than happy to reach out to me through there as well. And okay. We recently did a webinar to that group just a couple of days ago sharing some of that information.
Wow. So now, I love this industry. Everyone's sharing and caring. I love it.
Yes, exactly. That's really what it's about, just sharing and then making those partnerships and relationships, just like making relationships with our members, making relationships with others in the field, and sharing this data and analytics movement, because you know a lot of credit unions are so small, they can't afford the IT yeah. staff. And some of us that are in that mid-layer, we have a staff, but it's a small staff. Mm-hmm. And the more we collaborate and kind of foster that growth, I mean, it's not competitive, so there's no reason why we shouldn't be sharing what we're doing.
Yeah, exactly. And it's moving so fast now, my gosh. I mean, it's like the mobile payments, you know, it's moving so fast. So is the data analytics. It's going by leaps and bounds. So it's good to have folks like you out there helping other folks out, you know, because I'm sure their heads are spinning like a lot of other people. So it's good to get a navigate it, you know. So indeed. All right, Todd, well done. Anything else to add before we close up here?
No, I think that covers pretty much all of it.
Okay, very cool. Todd, thank you so much, and congrats again on the award. Let's aim for another one in 2017, all right?
Looking forward to doing that. Thank you.
Okay. Well.